Today we celebrate a very special feast that goes back for many centuries. It is a feast of all the holy supreme pontiffs that have been martyred for the faith. And it's very appropriate that it should be on this particular day and this month of the precious blood of Jesus, because it is from the precious blood of Jesus in which we are baptized, by which we are fed at the holy table of the altar, the Eucharist, that we can, if we wish, have the strength and the fortitude to suffer martyrdom for Christ. And so today, we honor all the pontiffs, at least for the first 400 years of the Church. Most of the supreme pontiffs of the Church were martyred, one after the other after the other. Some of them very quickly, others with a long stance in the dungeons and under slavery and horrible torments which they suffered. And the Church, as a result, because there are so many, did not want to have one feast for just each one of them, which we do for some of them, but a collective feast for all the supreme pontiffs that were martyred. And so today we look to them, especially in these days, disastrous days for the Church, to protect us and to grant us peace and stability within the liturgy and within the faith itself. In addition, of course, today is the feast of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, whom St. John Paul II called the man of the eight Beatitudes, because he personified to perfection the eight Beatitudes, which are, along with the Ten Commandments, to be those things which guide our life, our particular conduct in this earth. And of course, as you have seen, if you have looked at the bulletin, many do, many don't, today the Mass is offered in reparation for the sins of this country. Now, some people glory in this country, and that's fine. That's their privilege to do so. But there have been many, many evils that have been committed in the name of this country, in the name of our flag. Many great injustices. The worst, of course, and Freemasonry, which covers everything like an umbrella, which is a very horrible evil against God, against His Holy Church. But from that comes also the horrible sins of divorce and attempted marriage after divorce, of contraception, of sterilization, of abortion, and of euthanasia. And of course, not that we have any claim on any of them. A lot of other countries have followed suit. But they have followed suit to this country. It's interesting that we were supposed to have liberated the world from tyranny and evil, and instead it seems like we have cast it even further into the recesses of hell. And of course, we want for this country to be truly free, to be truly great, and to promote in every which way the qualities that God has given to the human race. But this must be done according to the values of the Ten Commandments, of the Beatitudes, of the Gospel, of all the things that Christ and His disciples have taught us. And so today, as we look to these supreme pontiffs that did not fear to die for Christ, we need to pray for the Church in this country and in the world, that we may return to that which we are supposed to be. And we pray also for the conversion of all the people of this country and of the world into the only way that is truly liberty and justice for all, and that is the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.